Weiter in Shas Berachon Daf Pei Tes, picking up 15 lines down. First word is the word Asher. Middle of the line is Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Koma Kom Shat Amotzi Dvar Shem Rabbi Elazar Eliezer Bino Shem Rabbi Yosef Galili Ba'Gadah. Whenever you hear him speaking up, Asay Azdecha Ka'afar Cheses. Make your ears like a afar. Afarkesis, which is literally means a mill hopper. In other words, pay attention, pay close attention. It's a big funnel that the grain gets channeled in to the grinding air of the mill. Lo mi rubchem mikol ha'amim chashek Hashem b'chem. Understand, this week's parasha, the Lubliner strikes again. And it says as follows, not because of you're greater than other nations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desire you, really, because you're the smallest of the nations. So then why is it? Because you're nothing, because you're humble. Rashi is the feature in a tem marvin atzmechem, ella mimatin lafika chachek bechem. You didn't make yourself big, but you make yourself smaller. Therefore, Hashem desires you. Ki atem himit mamitim atzmechem ba'anav. You're humble. Amar l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Choshkeni b'chem, the reason I desire you, says Hashem to me, so you know why I desire you and I love you and I'm so excited about you. Shafil b'shoshani mashpia b'chem gedula, even at a time when I make you big, where I elevate you, and you guys are wonderful. Mashpia b'chem gedula, atem m'atim atzmechem l'fanai, you go ahead and you're m'mai to yourself in front of me, you humble yourselves in front of me. Example, the Sati Gedula La Avram, I gave greatness to Avram Avinu, and Amr Lafan, I said, Nah, I'm just the herb, dust and ashes. La Moshe of Aaron Amru, Venachnu Ma. Moshe of Aaron and Amru, Venachnu Ma. I said, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Aaron, I brought them to great things, and said, what are we? I said, I give greetings to David Melch, and he said, I'm a worm, I'm not a man. Aval, ovde kochavim, when it comes to the guy, and can they're not like this. Asati gedula l'nimonagim nimur greatness, amar hava nivna lanim ir. He said, let's build ourselves a city that's going to go ahead and it's going to reach the heavens. Rashi says, malach bedora flaga haya, adora palaga, v'lekach nikra shemo nimrod, shehimri diskola olim b'malchus shal kashboch, he brought people to fight against Hashem. They said, let's bring a city. Leparo, I give greatness to Paro, amar, and he said, mi Hashem, he says, who's this Hashem that I should go? And I should listen to him, l'san chere, if I gave greatness to this fellow. Amar, what did he say? Mi b'chol elokei ha'aretzos v'gomer. Which among all the gods of the lands? Elohei ha'aretzos. I saved the land from my hand, that Hashem should see Yerushalayim from my hand. So Elohei ha'aretzos. Nebuchadnezzar, I give greatness to Nebuchadnezzar. Wow, that's unbelievable. And Ella al-Bamase Av. And he said, I'll ascend over the top of the clouds. I'm going to make myself like Hashem. You cray cray. You cray cray, boy? L'chiram melech tzor gave this greatness to Chiram melech tzor. That, as the Pasuk says, Amar, he says, Moshev Elohim Yoshafti Belev Yamim. It's just like, I'm going to occupy the seat of Hashem in the heart of the seas. After Yerushalayim fell by the Chorban, Tzor became the place everybody went to. And Rashi says, Shabbat Elo Shiva Rikim, he built like seven platforms that like Rikim. Shanachoshes, V'olav Yashav Aleim, and he sat on top like he's like on par with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Bnei Yisrael, they humble themselves in front of Hashem when they get greatness. But of the Avodah Zarah, they become very arrogant. And therefore, it's because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Bnei Yisrael, shows his people. Amarava V'teimer Rabbi Yochanan Gadol Sha'amar B'Moshe V'Aharon Yosu Hashanem V'Aharon. It is greater that which is said, this humility, the Anava, that said about Moshe and Aaron, than that which is said about Avraham. The Ilu Avram Ksiv Baruchi Afav Efer. He says, "But I'm just dirt. I'm just ashes. What am I?" Filuba Moshe Aaron Ksiv V'Nachnu Ma. Like, what are we? Saying like they're not even worth anything. The whole world is only standing because of Moshe Aaron. Ksiv hacha v'nachnuma, says about them that he said, what are we? Ksiv hasam tola eretz al blima, says that he suspends the earth upon blima. What is blima? Lashana blima. Rashi says, aschus osam shenechshu l'blima. And they consider themselves considered like they're nothing. The world stands because of them. Amar Rabbi La, Ein Ha'olam Miskayim Ela B'Shvil Misha Bolei Misatzmo B'Shas Meriva. The world only exists for somebody who's Bolei Matzmo. That means like this. He closes his mouth. He muzzles himself during the time of a fight. He doesn't respond. That's what happens is that a person goes and keeps their mouth shut. And there's a fight happening. Someone comes along. Your little brother comes. Who knows? And he starts bothering you. Or your bigger brother. And what do? You just don't say anything. The world exists for you. Rabbi Vohomer, Misha Misim Atzmo Kamisha Eno. The world exists in the merit of somebody who considers himself like he's non-existent. Shenemer umitachas zeros olam. It says, and below are the world's arms. This is mean that what? That those who are below, meaning who allow themselves to be low, are the arms that hold up the world in their schus. Rashi says, me, shenidras tachas hakol hu zeros olam. Somebody's like, okay, whatever, he just leaves it. What do we do with this pasuk? What do we learn from Ha'umnam? The pasuk can tell him Ha'umnam Elem Tzedek Tidaberun Misharim Tishpetu B'nei Adam. What does it say? Is there really silence? Righteousness should you speak with equity? Should you judge the people? Right. So it starts up saying Ha'umnam Elem. Can it be? Means like the job of being quiet. That's a ma umanuso shall adam ba'olamazah. What is the uman, the job of a person in this world? You know what the job is? The job is yasim atzmo ki'ilim. Make yourself like an ilim, like a mute, someone who's quiet. Yachav, the Torah, you think maybe that means when it comes to Torah, Talmud Lomar, tzedek tedaber. No, righteousness shall you speak. That is when it comes to the idea of Torah, of course you got to speak up. Yachav, yagis daito. So you think, okay, you speak words of Torah, that you should be, you know, arrogant about it. Talmud Lomar, misharim tishpetu b'nei adam. With equity, should you judge people? Rashi explains on the words Sa'amnam Elim is like that the work should be quiet, and that is your business. Umnas Yafahi, that's a good Ha'ilim. Being quiet, that's the greatest thing. Aval Tzedek, Dahainu Divrei Torah. But when it comes to Divrei Torah, in that case, shout it from the rooftops. Also to Davin, that you should speak. Misharim Kemesha Eretz Chalaka Shanocha Lidaris. Make yourself very smooth, then you can be walked upon. Yeah, don't get involved, just stay quiet. Lower yourself and don't be a balgaiva, even when it comes to the Torah. Okay, back to Kisoy Adam. You can cover the dam with the blood of an ear hanidachas. An ear hanidachas, we know, right? It sounds like you can do Kisoy Adam with the ashes left over from this burnt city. It sounds like it's talking about that of the earth. Irinidachas, when you have a whole city of people doing over the Zarah, why is that mutter? Yisrano. It's Aser Bahanan. Irinidachas, if it's a city that everyone's doing over the Zarah in, you got to burn that thing to the ground. Burn it. Burn it to the ground. You can't go and get Hanan from that. Rashi says, lo yidbak, it'll be Irinidachas, because that's what it's talking about. And for the Gemara, Mazir, lo nitzuchel ala afar afara. It's talking about the earth from the ground of that city. And that's the hard earth itself. Or it says afar karka. It's not the actual. When it says you can cover with it, it literally means the soil. Not the loose topsoil. The sieve is a pasuk says. It's called shlala tikputzil toch rechovav seraftar. It says, but that city, that all the booty, gather it together in the middle of the square and burn it over there. Burn it in the fire. And that's misha ina b'chosha ela kvitzav usreifa. This is talking about only something that's lacking gathering and burning. Meaning metaltal and yatsazeh, shemachose talisha kvitzav usreifa. But this, the hard earth, which would need to be detaching it from the ground and then gathering it and burning it, that's excluded from there. Since it's not part of the burning thing, it's what about no, and then we could use it to do kisay adam. Rava says that Ziri means tamatir, even those ashes. You know why? Even the tops are. Because mitzvah slav lenas nitnu. Because mitzvahs are not given over to get hana from, this is doing a mitzvah. So someone's doing a mitzvah with this, therefore it's not an iser of iser hana, because you don't get enough from it anyway. Yasser Ravina v'kamer lalahai shmaita. Ravina was sitting and saying with this idea of Rava. He say in Eisvei Rav Rechumi Nervina. He challenged Rava because of this following brisa. Shofar shal avodas kochavim. The shofar of avodas zarenik. Right? He's got his shofar over there. Lo yitkabo. Don't go ahead and use it on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, don't you be using that thing in Rosh Hashanah. My lav in taka lo yotza. So doesn't that mean that if you actually blew the shofar with that, it wouldn't be yotza over there? Because it's Aser Bahana, you can get enough from that. And therefore, we see that doing a mitzvah is considered getting an on. There it's a problem. It says, well, no, lo, not true. Im taka yatsa, then yatsa. If you blew that shofar, you actually would be yatsa. Rashi says, the lav hanahi, lachat chilim yalo yitka mishum damos. But really, lachat chilim yalo, because it's disgusting. What a bizarre thing to be using that. Lulav shavodas kuchav. What about a lulav of an avor, of avoras zara? Lo yito, don't take it. My lav, lo, im nata lo yatsa. And if you took it, then you're not going to be yatsa, seeing that it must be the mitzvahs. If you did take it, you actually are yotze, but don't do it because then it's disgusting. But Tanya, I bring the kind of rice that talk about yotze. If you did blow the shofar with that, the avodah zarah shofar, you're not yotze, not talk about yotze. And also, you took this lulav avodah zarah, you're not going to be yotze. Amar Rav Ashi, okay, Ashi, how can you compare this? Hasam over there in the case of the shofar and the lulav. Beep, turn the page. Pritzes Amud Beis. Shi'uran ba'inan. We need them to have. These things used in this mitzvah have a certain shear. There's a measurement of how big they're supposed to be. Rashi says, "B'shofar kedei she'achzenu biyado." You have to be able to hold it in your hand. V'yir alekan alkan to see it on both sides. Get a mirror, Rashi Shana, Dav Chavzan Mavis, and lulav b'farish b'sechazukas. The Mishnah b'farishes shear adas v'arava shol shetvachem b'lulav arba. It's got to be four. V'avodas kochavim kevin de'lusreifa kaima kol omin de'sarv k'sarv dami. It's considered like it's already burnt something. It gets burnt. It's going to be burnt. It's like it's already burnt. It's like it doesn't there. It doesn't exist. Hilchach shi'urahu dechsusei michta. Therefore, it's lacking. The shear, that must be what this letter is doing here. Yeah, it is not there. The low shear, it's lacking that shear over there. Because see, mitzvah, it's like it's crushed. It's like doesn't exist. Valhacha, kamas the sari for michtas ma'ali likitzoi, and we shema na leka the mitzvah slav lehenas nitu. So back to the Gemara, Shira binan. And when it comes over to Zara, it's considered like it's already crushed up. But Hacha, we hear by the Gemara, Kiso Yadam, Kol Ma De Michta Smaali L'Kiso. The more that it's crushed up, the better it is for covering the Dam. Therefore, although it's going to be true, you don't have a lulav there, and you don't have a shofar over here. There's no shiur when it comes to the idea of the kiso edam, and therefore it's not going to knock off the idea of using it from a irani da, because you can do it. And the fact that it's aser bahana, who cares? Because we said limits a slav lehanas nitnu, and therefore there ain't no problem. And hadron alach kiso edam. In the la la a in the la la oh in the la for finishing the sixth. Parak. Let's quickly say, we said, Hajjan Allah, we're going to come back. Let's take a look right now. Pigim Lubez. We start off right in the beginning. It says, Kisu Adam Noeg Barzu Chuslaret. It applies in Israel and outside of Israel. Okay, we are Yotzadan. We now move on to the seventh parak of Maseches Chulin. Now we begin a famous parak. This is parak Gid Han Nasha. Zok the Heliga, seventh parak of Maseches Chulin. Gid Han Nasha. The Gid Han Nasha, sciatic nerve is something which applies where knowing about arts chutzal. It applies both in itself and outside of itself. Bechulin u'mikdashin, both chulin and hekdesh. Rashi says lekaman pligiba igelman damar filu ba'ola. Even in a carbon ola, which no one's eating at all, but it's bringing up as a carbon, that's also going to be a problem to go and to do it with the. Get a nasha vikalamadam or bekachem and acham. Not only by eating once. V'rog b'behima b'chayah also applies to behima and achayah. B'yarsha yamin u'b'yarsha small in both thighs, the right and the left thigh. V'inanog b'open, it doesn't apply by chickens. She'in lo kaf kazin of a kaf. Rashi says she'in lo kaf. But gemara b'farsh is slave of the agil. There's a kaf there, but it's not a spoon shape. It's not a circular. Vinoig Mishlil also applies to a shlil, to a fetus. Rashi has been tisha chayin nimsa b'mehima. You find a live animal inside. You know if you shechita. Yehuda Omer, Yehuda says that inonog Mishlil does not apply to a fetus. V'chel b'mutter, and the chelav is going to be mutter. Rashi shel shlil mutter. That's what's going to be mutter. V'ni tabachim ne'amadim al gidanasha. We don't trust the tabachim, the butchers, that they actually took care of the gidanasha properly. They removed it. Rashi says lomer nutlu mepnei shetaruchu lehem lachtot acharav to go into. Remove all of the get a nush over that different Rebbe Meir. That is the words of Rebbe Meir, because you got to take away not only the stuff that's there, but any trace of it. I think it's like embedded in it. So we know before we suspect that they didn't actually go ahead and do everything that they were supposed to be doing over there. Chamum, they say, Nemanim alav al div ve'al chelev. That's not true. They are trusted by removing the Gidanasha and removing all of the chelev. In fact, Gemara, why would you think it wouldn't apply to Kachim? Mugdashim Pshita, the fact that it applies to Kachim, of course it's going to be, the Gidanasha is going to be there. Bishum de Akdashe Pakale Yisur Gidanasha, because the fact that you're Makdashe, you think that the Gidanasha's Isser has left it? Rashi says, no, Ibn Behema. Mishal Shenotzer, it applies in the time of its formations. Why would you think that I would leave it? V'chitem, if you want to say, yeah, that yesh begidim menosin tam. This is a machlokas we're going to see come up a few times, and that is, does a gid have nosin tam? Yesh begidim menosin tam, or not? According to one Tana, the gidim, sinews, don't have any flavor, and therefore not considered like meat. They're just looked at like wood. So now we're saying maybe this one's going according to one that says they do have flavor, and then eating these things is like eating the meat itself. Therefore, somebody goes and needs to get a nasha, maybe he got enough from this as well. Says Rashi, Yesh begidim menosin tam, babasav hashmina, and haitana da ocha gid anasha, shamugdashim lo keshtayim. He's going to get two malkos. Achas mishum gid, shafilu eitzu hatora chayiv alav. Even if it's a piece of wood, you're still going to be chayiv on a gid anasha. Achas mishum mugdashin, sheish botam. Because it's hektish, and now you're eating this, and you're getting this tam from this flavor. Venenim in a mugdashin, you're getting hana from hektish, v'shamin and mina tarti. And therefore we see two things. Chad that yesh begidim osein tam. One, we learned out two things from this. One is that yesh begidim osein tam. V'chad that the iser chalal iser. You have one iser, can take effect on another iser, because it's iser of gidim nasha already. So they're going to have tam on that. From Hektish, that's Isser Chal and Isser. Lufuke, it's coming to exclude, Rimanda Amar Bahai Pirka, Ein Begidim Asintan. So if you want to, it doesn't have this in time. So if you want to say that, okay, maybe the reason why I said Telesis is because Yesh Begidim Asintan, V'asi Isser Mukdashin, V'chayel Isser Gid, and the Isser of Hektish is going to apply to the Isser, Asi Isser Mukdashin, V'chayel Isser Gid. If that's really true, right, in other words, we're going to say now, can't be a Tatsugase, because that was true, then it should have been worded differently. Hai mugdashin knowing begid mi baile. It should have said that hektish applies by gid. Rashi says, imkein achi ibile lemiste mugdashin nogos begid, as opposed to the gid applies, but hektish, you see, hektish applies on a gid. Ella, rather, we have to say, he holds really there is no nosin tam with it. Uba mugdashin, in reference to the hektish part, is coming to tell us that iser gid ika iser mugdashin leka. That is only a gid iser, but there's no kachim iser going on over here. Says Rashi, elash minan haitana, the ein begidim osin tam, b'hachikamar, iser gid anasha levadono eg mugdashin. That's what it means to tell you, that the iser of gid anasha applies by hektish, meaning it's just that. Aval iser mugdashin ema, but there's no iser of hektish. Okay, says the Rebbe, that can't be either. V'savar tana didan ein begidim osin tam. Really, does our tana hold this ein begidim osin tam? But tana, but we learned in the Mishnah coming up. Mishnah on daf vav amud beis. Yarech shin is bashal begidim osin tam. If you have a thigh that you cook in it, the begidim osin tam. Im yesh bab no sin tam, if there is no sin tam there, Rashi says, im yesh bab no sin tam, shiru chachamim b'shishim kol no sin tam stam. That is that, in other words, if you don't have 60 times it, and it's still is tam over there, then harizo surah is going to be usser. Oh, must be that he holds it, yesh begidim osin tam, if you're saying that you need to have 60 times it in order to knock it out. And really all it's coming to tell us is that gid anasha applies by kachamoso. He said, why would you think otherwise? Of course it's going to. Why wouldn't it be? Elahacha bivlados kachimaskinan. Oh, fascinating. Normally you have that the thing is, again, anusha, the iser exists, and then you have a kachim that's put upon that. But over here we're seeing the opposite. Right? We have here of an animal, let's say a woman, a female, a nikeva, a woman animal. That was a muktash as a shlomim, and then it gave birth. This is Rashi. Now the gid anasha iser doesn't come before the hektish, right? So ela b'hachem v'lad kachim askinan, says Rashi, b'vladus kachim, behima shlomim sheyolda v'ashmina tana demasnisen delo tema iser mukdashim kadem v'gid. They don't say here that the iser mukdashim. The Vasista de Lotema Issa Mugdashim Kadim Vigid Eno Noeg. Oh, okay, let's actually, the Gemara is going to spell it out. First, let's see about it. But Vladis Kachamaskin, back in the Gemara. Vikasavin Noeg Bishlil, and the Tanama Mishnah holds that the Gid Anasha Issa applies to the Shlil. That's all the Machlokas. Vikasavar Vladis Kachim Bimeim Anahin Kedoshim. And he holds that the offspring of Kachim animals are already Mukdash while they're still in the mother's womb from the moment of their conception, which itself is a Machlokas. The iser gid v'iser mukdashin b'hadei adadikasi. Now you have the gid anasha iser and the kachim iser that come on the animal at exactly the same moment. So they both take effect. And the teacher, this point is what the Mishnah is telling us, that the Gidon Asher Iser applies to Mukdashim, that both of them happen at the same time. Since the Tana holds that the Gidon Asher Iser applies even to the fetus, right, to the Shlil, the Iser comes to the fetus as soon as it takes form. And since he holds that the baby are Mukdash, if the mother is Kekdish, in the mother's womb, then the Kachem Iser also comes at the same time. Therefore, both Iserim come to develop at the same time, and both of them take effect. Kum Tochaisa comes from here, that from this answer, that the din about Kachem already is going to say that the Gen Anasha Iser applies to the fetuses. So the Gemara Mimas says Mukmas La Bishlil. Can you really go ahead and explain that this Mishnah is telling us we're talking about a Shlil over here? V'homid Gatani Seifa. Right? You want to say that we're teaching that the Gen Anasha Iser applies even to the fetus? The fact that the Sefer the Mishnah says Noig B'Shlil applies to the Shlil, V'chal D'Reisha La B'Shlil Skinan. It must mean that the first part of the Mishnah, which is talking about Kachem, is not talking about the Shlil, because the second part brings it up. Rashi says D'Imi Reisha Shaminan Noig B'Shlil Sefer Lam Lulim Asnai. Why do you have to teach it to me? So must be we're not talking about a Shlil here. And for the Gemara, no Hachkar, what does it mean to say? Davar Zem Achlokus to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. This idea of the Gidon Nasha Iser applying to the fetus is the Machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So the first part of the Mishnah is telling us that the Gidon Nasha Iser applies to a fetus. But the Mishnah repeats it straight up to teach that this is not everyone agrees. And you see Rabbi Yehuda actually argues with that. Frankly, Gemara, what do you mean? Umi matzis amar to the tarvayu b'hadi adadikasu? Where you want to say that the Gidon Asher and the Kachem Iser come at the same time? Is that really true? V'atanam, but we learned in a Mishnah, Nazir, al elu tumos a Nazir megalech. For, you know, a Nazir, if he becomes tummy, he's not allowed to become tummy. But certain times of tumah, and if he does, he has to shave his head, he has to start the Nazirus from the beginning. Says Rashi, and Nazir megalech, shem nitma la'achar shmona, Mixas Niziruso Soser, Kol Ma Shmona, Magalech, the Chosem Askalonik, the Sev, Ayamim Arishonim Yiplu. So it says, if he became Tame after Lachu Shamana, Mixas Niziruso, after he counted some of these Nizirus, Soser, Kol Ma Shmona, it uproots, it contradicts and gets rid of everything that he did, it counted it, Magalech is the shave, the Chosem Askalonik, you start counting again, the Sev, Ayamim Arishonim Yiplu, the first days fall away. So you have to shave his head. Ala mace, if he comes tame mace, she says, well, let's first finish ala mace. Val kazayis min a mace, and let's say he gets tame from kazayis of a mace. V'kashilan, and about this mishnah, we had a problem. This is what the Gemara Nazir says. I'm mem tesam a mace. Al kazayis min a mace megalech. If he's going to do it with a kazayis min a mace, he's going to have to shave. Akulu kol shkin. Of course, he has to do it for the entire mace. Rabbi Yochanan said to answer that, Lo nitzcha elo le nefel shalo nikshiru evar begidin. It's talking about a whole dead body. This idea of mentioning is not, you don't need it except to include a case of a fetus that limbs were not yet bound together with sinews. It's coming to teach that it's going to be metame, like a complete dead body, even though it doesn't have a kezias of basa on it. Says Rashi, number one is ala mace, of a lo al shar tumos, kigon the vela, the sheretz, the mace, ksiv, the parsha, the chiyomos mace, it's got to be a dead body, not other tumah. Lanefel, shakulu kayim, it's all there, vadayan, lonaskashri avar, but the limbs haven't been attached to each other, begidim with sinews. Shakul avar, notes, and they're all formed, vadayan, alof ksiz basar. We don't have a kizayis basar that's on it. Right, it's coming to tell you that this is also going to be metame. Beep, turn the page. Tzadim and Aleph. Alma isu mugdashim kadam. So we see from here the fact that the sinews develop after the limbs, right? And then Gidon Asher is a sinew. That must be that Kachem Iser comes before the Gidon Asher. It doesn't come at the same time. It says Rashi, Alma isu mugdashim kadam. The Mishashe notsai hu kadosh. Time it's formed, it's kadosh. Vadayin lo notsai gid. The gid doesn't exist yet. The hachazin and the yitziris ober kodamas the yitziris gid. That the form of the body is there before the gid. Before the sinews come about. If that's the case, then you shouldn't have this Iser, which is Chal. When the Gidon Asher start to develop, its Iser shouldn't take effect on the already Iser of the Kachem. Says the Gemara, it's a good point, but still it does happen. Afal gav the isur muktashim kadim, even though the isur muktash is there already. Asi isur gid chayel elayu, the isur ginasa comes in. It is chal on it as well. It comes applies to it as well. Shekain isuro noig bebnei noach, because its isur is more chamor than that of the kachim, because it even applies to a ben noach. Says Rashi. Mashanina and Afakav the Isser Mukdashim Kadamasi Isser Gid Vachayil, Hol the Isser Chamaru, it's more Chamor. Therefore, Shanog Bibnei Noach, Kid the Kitani, Mastisa, Gamish is going to say in Kofa Mabes, Valov Labini Noach Neser Nami Gid Hanashe, isn't it to them? It applies as well. And therefore, the Isser is Chal on Isser. So, what are you talking about? Man Shamet Le Hai Svar, who have you heard bring this svar that the Gidon Nasha Isser applies to Bnei Noach? Rashi says, the Noach Bnei Noach, Rabbi Yehuda B'Shili Masisa, we're going to see. That is Rabbi Yehuda. That goes according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Then you'd have to say, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. V'ha Masisa and Delok Rabbi Yehuda, but our Mishnah goes down like Rabbi Yehuda. The Ketani, because it says, Noach B'Behema U'Bechaya, says that the Gidon Nasha applies to Behema Chaya, B'Yarech Shal Yamin, B'Yarech Shal Smol, both in the right and in the left. Yarech, Rashi says, V'il Rabbi Yehuda, Shemin and Leila Kamran, Amar Beis, Tamar Eino Noach Ela Be'echad. Nope, it only applies in one of them. Everything Gemara, it's a new Tana, and Haitana, Savala Kovasei Bechada, U'Poligal Bechada. This Tana, who's saying our Mishnah, holds a Rabbi Yehuda in one area, and he argues with him in another area. Holds a Rabbi Yehuda, at the Gidon Nasha Isser applies to Bnei Noach, even before the Torah, right, it begins to Bnei Yaakov Avinu, right, even before the Torah is given our Sinai, making it more chamor, and it applies also on the Isser that exists of Kachem. How can Isser be chal on Isser if it's more chamor than it can? But he argues to you that the Gidon Asha applies only to the Gid of one of the thighs, and he said that it applies to the Gidon Asha in both of the thighs. Zayg zakt heliger Rashi, the noig b'shtei yerechos, it applies in both. In both eyes. Says Gemara. What do you mean? But Emer the Shamet Le Rabbi Yehuda, but Tamea. When can you say that you heard that Rabbi Yehuda says that the Gidon Nasha Isser applies in a pre existing Isser because it's more Chamer because it applies to Bnei Noach? That's only by a Tamea, by a non kosher animal, the Isser Lav, which is Isser, is an Isser Lav. It's a regular lav, and then this is more chamer. But kachin, this is karis, mishamet le. But in the case of kachin, which is an iser karis, what do you want to say? Ginesh is going to apply to that on this iser? Can't say that, because that's more chamer. Rashi says, kachin, this is karis. Shai de kachin, bali de karis, can go in achlu betumah, or pigal venosa, mishamet le, the chal get alive. You want to say that it's going to apply? No, it wouldn't apply in it. Oh, it's only in a place where there's no karis would that apply, not when there's karis. Comes out we have a bit of a problem now, right? because it's saying that, okay, even according to Behuda, the Gidon Nasha Isser can't take effect on this Kachem Isser. So that being the case, the Mishnah can't be, we also said that the Mishnah can't be talking about the Gidon Nasha of the Shlil, of the offspring of the consecrated animal. So the Gemara therefore is going to give another answer for the Din that the Gidon Nasha Isser is going to apply to Kachem. Elahacha b'mivakeres askinan. We're talking about when it's a Bechor. When this baby, the firstborn, is a bechor of that of a cow, a sheep, or a goat, if it's a male, it goes, it's muktash automatically. It has to be given to a kohen, it brings it, and you know, as a carbon, and eats the meat. So alchem keres askinan de berechem kadosh, that is kadosh merechem right away in the actual womb. Right, so a bechor has his kachim in the womb itself, its state of kedusha. Pardon. Only when it comes out of the womb does it become kaddish. Rashi says, "Alahacha b'makaris haskinin de lo kaddish vlad ella berechem yitziyasa vashmin and tana didan." What's the tana come to teach us? Afagav the ein gid noheg b'shar mukdashim. The gid actually will not apply to other mukdashim. The ha'isa mukdashim kadam because the ha'isa of hektish comes first. Because the kamet yitziras ober kodemes. Visulo asi isa gid v'chayil afilu hachi, right, and afilu hachi yesh mukdashim. Even so, let me translate that. The Yitzir of the Uber is first, Vesulo Asi Isser Gid, and then you can't have the Isser of Gid come Vechayel and apply to it. Afilachi, even so, Yesh Mukdashim, there are Mukdashim Shagid Noig Ben, the Gid will apply to them. Kigon Mechor, Mimanavshach, it's Manavshach, Enoig Beshlil, if it applies to the fetus, Isser Gid Kodem, then that comes first. Vesulo Pakat, it doesn't get removed. Vi Enoig Beshlil, and if it doesn't apply to the Shlil, and they come at exactly the same time. So therefore, that's what it means when it says that it applies to Mukdashim. It's talking about this specific case of Bechor. Okay, we're going to give a second answer tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, in the next staff. But for now, we're going to stop over here and wish all y'all a great, great day.